I'm Carol Hills with The World. Things got even more confusing this week in Syria's civil war when Russian planes started bombing parts of Homs and Aleppo. And as the conflict drags on, helping civilians caught in the conflict is only getting more difficult. Roy Musali knows that well. He runs a relief operation based in Damascus. It's called Quest Scope. They work in most areas of Syria not under ISIS or al-Qaeda control, including parts of Aleppo, where they coordinate food distribution in a part of the city. With a staff of about 300 across the country, they help about 200,000 people. Roy Musali joins me now. He's in Detroit today. Roy, give me an idea of what life is like on the ground in Syria. I just can't imagine what it's like to be living in a place like Aleppo right now.
In fact, in Aleppo, you might have electricity from time to time and water supply from time to time. So when there is water or electricity, you just stop everything, you rush and do what you need to do, your laundry, your stuff. But basically, life goes on. You try to respond to the needs of the people. You work sometimes when you have work, but basically, life goes on as much as possible.
So people are getting up in the morning and going to work and school and going on with their lives?
As much as possible. Most of the schools, many of the schools have been destroyed, but many more are still in action. All the displaced people are being put in the schools as shelters. So schools are still functioning as much as possible. And if people have work, they go to work when they can. You know, there are almost 8 million people who have been displaced and who are inside the country, compared to the 4 million Syrians who have left the country. And this is a total of 12 million who left their homes out of the 22, 23 million people of the population of Syria. So we have more than half the population that had to leave their homes.
When you're moving around Syria, do you find yourself sort of dodging, you know, barrel bombs or dodging kind of snipers or militia? Do you have to talk your way out of situations?
Sometimes, yes. There are always possibilities of bombs, rockets falling. There are always possibilities of going into dangerous situations, but until now, I've been spared and blessed.
Have you ever felt completely terrified out there?
When you see people who have come out of situations where they just were spared by millimeters from death, then you might say that it could have happened to you. When there's a bomb that explodes few meters from you and you are spared, then you would say, yes, I mean, it could happen anytime. So there are terrifying experiences, and especially when it happens to dear ones. But the fact that you are seeing life on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, given again and again, I mean, it gives us hope.
How do you stay neutral in this whole thing? I mean, don't you find yourself wanting one outcome or another, or supporting one group or another?
It is very difficult to be neutral in situations like this, and people tend not to be neutral. But when it comes to human suffering, then everybody is the same. Everybody is suffering, and everybody wants to be out of that situation. So if we focus on the needs of the people, on their brokenness, then we all discover that we are all the same, and all alike, all broken. We look like each other, and we really need to help each other.
Roy Musali of the Damascus-based Syrian relief group Quest Scope. He spoke to us from Detroit.